All right, folks, welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super important, something that can change the whole game of your well-being. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always striving for perfection, putting pressure on yourself to be on all the time? Well, I'm here to tell you it's time to hit the brakes, take a deep breath, and treat yourself with a little kindness. Because let's face it, life is tough enough without constantly beating ourselves up. Now, self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for mistakes. It's about understanding that you're human, flawed, learning, growing, just like everyone else. It's about recognizing your struggles without judgment and offering yourself the same support and kindness you'd give to a good friend going through a tough time. So, how do we cultivate this amazing superpower of self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your life. 1. Acknowledge your pain. First things first, allow yourself to feel your emotions fully. Don't try to suppress them or push them down. Feeling sad, frustrated, or even angry is okay. These feelings are a part of the human experience, and ignoring them only makes them fester. Imagine you have a friend who's heartbroken. Would you tell them to just get over it? Probably not. You'd listen with empathy, offer comfort, and let them know they're not alone. Treat yourself with that same level of understanding. 2. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that little voice in our head that can be pretty harsh sometimes. You messed that up, it whispers. You're not good enough. But here's the thing. You get to choose what you listen to. When that negative self-talk starts creeping in, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So why am I saying it to myself? Try replacing those negative thoughts with more compassionate ones. Instead of, I failed, try, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts and feelings. This helps you detach from those negative thought spirals and cultivates a sense of peace and acceptance. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind. 4. Remember your shared humanity. We're all in this together. No matter what challenges you're facing, remember that others have been through similar struggles. You are not alone. Connecting with others, sharing your experiences, and offering support can be incredibly powerful for building self-compassion. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the big one, folks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to someone you love. Take breaks when you need them, engage in activities that bring you joy, and don't be afraid to ask for help when things get tough. You deserve it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a big project, the deadline is looming, you're feeling the pressure, and suddenly, you hit a snag. Maybe your computer crashes, or you realize you've made a mistake. What do you do? Do you panic, berate yourself, and spiral into negativity? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge that setbacks happen to everyone, and figure out how to move forward? I bet you're leaning towards the latter. That's self-compassion in action. It's about navigating challenges with grace and understanding, knowing that you're capable of overcoming them. So remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, but that's okay. Just gently guide yourself back to that place of kindness and acceptance. And trust me, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. All right, folks, let's recap. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover. It's about acknowledging your feelings, challenging negative self-talk, practicing mindfulness, remembering your shared humanity, and treating yourself with kindness. These are powerful tools that can transform your life, leading to greater resilience, happiness, and fulfillment. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below, or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself. You deserve it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.